Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Rob.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the third and final issue of the Those Left Behind story arc. We've got more Serenity coming up, guys, so don't go anywhere, I guess. That sounded weird coming out of my mouth. But
yeah, I saw that going a different way in my head.
Yeah, that's probably the way you saw it was probably better.
Stay tuned.
Sure. Regardless, we're on the final of this mini story arc. If you want to check out the previous coverage, check out our last two episodes. And we dive into it. They are in one of the ships. They've got air. They've got gravity. Because obviously they have air because their helmets are off.
Well, they've got air. I'm not sure they've got gravity.
Sorry. Yes, no gravity. My bad.
I think they've got like maybe grav boots or something.
I just meant there was air. They were breathing because they have their masks off.
Which this throws into question: if there is environment oxygen in there, how are these bodies not decayed and gone?
I mean, they're decayed.
No. Like this right here is like frozen and shrunken, like in space where there's no there's nothing that this would have been what your body would look like if all the bacteria in it were killed.
Oh.
Because, like, if a normal person were to decay, like, all their flesh would be parted and floating around in the... Anywho.
Fair point.
Maybe they just re-kicked on the generator for, like, they were able to turn it on when they got in there, maybe. Who knows? But regardless.
Either way, they're in the ship. The Blue Hands, their tiny ship, is coming up onto the belly of
Serenity,
and they're hiding. They establish the airlock, and they're gonna break through the bottom to get into the ship. We go over to Simon, and he's walking past the med bay, and notices one of the doors broken open, and he follows it to River, who has injected herself with a bunch of anesthetic. Because she didn't want to feel. She didn't want to feel when it happened. She's going off on her, I'm not going to say crazy, but she's like, they're here. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, thick. Because, she's always had an innate sense of them, of the Blue Hands.
Well, everything.
Well, that, yes.
Yeah.
But, them in particular, because she knows they're after him. Or they're after her.
Well, because they, probably set off the malice alarm or something,
Yeah. We go to Inara, who has a picture of Mal that she is lovingly touching. Really? Come on. Just do it already. Although this is also after he's already... Is bone the right word? I mean, it is.
Are you talking about her friend that was on the other planet?
Yeah, that died. Yeah. That he actually, but, I mean, he felt,
yeah.
Well,
connection, maybe not love.
It was a connection.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just a jealousy thing to try and get Inara jealous.
No, it wasn't. It was really like they had like a real like person to person connection. And, how could she be upset with him for, slinging some peat when,
Yeah. Anywho. So Simon walks in with River and he's asking Inara if she could, look after her while he's running some tests, and River's just like, belly, the belly hurts, and she looks at Inara, says not hers, and falls onto the ship and says hers, and it kind of helps give the indication something's going on. Jump back to Mal and Jane and Zoe, and they are looking for the treasure, and they find Agent Dobson instead. So that whole you saying, except this guy who's alive. Yeah, there was a couple of them hiding in there, I think,
yeah.
Which makes it, I'm a little confused on how they got in there before.
how they knew exactly where they were going.
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost like Badger set them up.
See, I don't think Badger did, though.
Really?
I don't think Badger told Dotson.
No.
But
I think that the Badger got the information from, like...
Oh, okay.
And that's how they got set up, was because...
So it's not... It wasn't that Badger set them up. It was that...
He Badger didn't intentionally.
Had, he had bad information.
Yeah.
As well. Okay. Fair.
Or he still might have known exactly what was going on and still set him up that way because it's Badger.
It's Badger, yeah. That is also fair. So Simon kind of gets Kaylee's help to look under, you know, underneath, and as she's opening up a hatch, one of the guys in blue, and I can actually say in blue now because
apparently this whole suit.
Yeah,
I just thought they were gloves.
So
but apparently it's a whole bodysuit.
He kind of attacks, and Kaylee like rips off his shirt, his button up shirt, and we see like his chest has blue and has like got some
matrix looking like
holes or something like that, hookups, yeah. On it as well. And that's, again, I really, really would have loved to have known
more
about
them.
These guys.
Yes,
I definitely want to look into the Boom Studio Comics version of Firefly. Hopefully they get more of these guys. We'll see. Because
there's a lot to work with right there because of how little we know about them.
Yes. I mean, there's not just two of them. There's more
than
just
two.
There's
sets of
two. Yes,
just, yeah.
Exactly. Simon grabs the weight bench and...
Which is pretty impressive because, like, in the show, Simon's kind of a scrawny little dude. But in this one, apparently, he's ripped enough to pick up this barbell and just, like...
Now, that's only, like, 30 pounds. Maybe 50 pounds.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, he knocks the guy over the head and... basically kicks him back out the doors.
And he tells Kaylee, you know, close it up.
Yeah. Back to Mal and Dotson, and he is just having... I love it because Mal's like, I don't know who you are.
Yep.
Like, I kill a lot of people.
Or wait. And then Jane, Mal, didn't you shoot that guy in the head?
But, I mean, he knows. I think he knew.
Oh, he's just
being
an asshole. Yeah.
Because it definitely got under Dotson's skin.
Oh, yeah. Mal is the ultimate troll.
God, he is such a jerk. And
yet we love him.
Exactly. Especially... And when everything goes down... Like, he's telling Zoe... Does he say something to Zoe?
Zoe, the second shoots me, you and Jane kill them all.
Yep. And Zoe, like, takes the initiative and throws one of... Dotson's guys in front of him Mal grabs the gun and points it right at Dotson and
not again
goes right through his other eye.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm also pretty sure I think he makes sure that he's dead this time. Like he shoots him a couple different times. Jane and Zoe take out the rest of those guys. It was no competition. These guys were like,
dude, they picked these guys
five to three people.
Yeah.
Like, they were outnumbered.
Yeah, like, hardcore.
And they just destroy them.
And they're just like, oh, by the way, next time you want to bring in your bitchlings, bring in some good ones.
We go...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, it's 5 to 3.
Okay. They get a hold of the Wash and the ship, and they let them know that they're on their way back. But Wash is obviously running... Because they know that there's a ship on their belly,
mm-hmm.
So they're trying to find a way to get it off. And the best way is, you know, scrape it off.
Yeah, say same thing you'd do with, you know, like a bug or. You know.
And they're like, you will explain everything when you get back. It doesn't kill them,
which doesn't make any sense, because I don't know
unless
they disengaged. Maybe
it's possible they could have disengaged.
Because if you were to hit something like that in space, like it would decimate
you know,
the ship.
But
then again, comic logic.
Yeah, it's like we have a lot of that or something. It's weird. Either way, the Mal and company get back to the ship. The other ship is on their way. You know, it's coming along. They afterburn them off, like.
This
is the comic logic of the ship is on their tail and then they like do their aft, yeah, I guess it would be afterburn, do their aft burn to like knock them off course and they get away.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think it'd be propulsion, you know, pushing against them. So yeah. a tiny little ship like that, it'd be like, you know,
it knocks them back. Yeah. And they can't follow. So we get to the planet Inara one needed to be on, but this is also her saying goodbye. Like,
yeah, she's like, after this, I'm staying.
Yeah, she's out. Yeah, I can't follow you guys much longer. And then we get Book saying the same thing. Like, after Inara's left, Book comes in to Mal
talking to himself.
Yes,
he's saying what he wished he would have said, you know, to Inara.
Yeah, but you know, he can't, because that would show emotion, and Mal doesn't have emotion. But then Book's like, yeah, I'm leaving too. Like, I can't stay on this ship. My moral compass has been so askew lately, just being on here for the months I have been.
Yeah,
you it's a great crew, great bunch of people. I can't be here,
but it's just too much.
Yeah,
it's I need to set myself back on the path that I'm supposed to be on.
Yep. And so, you know, Mal just lost two of his crew, essentially. Yes, Inara was just renting the shuttle, and Book was just there. He was he lent his help when he needed to, but I mean,
but he was still another person there, and you know, yep. they were you, no matter what Mal says, you know that they were connected.
Yes, I mean, in the movie it even talks about it, where, spoiler alert for
a movie that came another out 20 years 20 ago or something like that.
God damn, it's been so long. Actually, I think that was 15 years as well. Shepard dies in that, and at the point when he's dying, Mal even says, you know, you've always been a part of my career, you always will be. So
I love how this one ends, though, because we get to see the agent right here, just a little last bit of him.
This is also, I think, the guys in blue.
Oh, no, not right here. I was talking about...
Yes, but what I'm saying is the two...
Oh, yeah, their ship must have actually crashed
there. Yeah, so they actually did die. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because right there it is docking. They're picking up the ship right there and docking on the bigger ship. Like, this is afterwards, you know?
Gotcha. So, yes, but we get the agent, the operative...
What the hell is that guy's name?
Operative. Oh, the actor?
The actor.
It's a really funky name. Chitua... I apologize.
I love him in the movie.
He is an amazing actor, just in general. This is the Alliance getting him to go after River. The boys in blue couldn't cut it. Well, now we're getting him, and this will be our lead up into the movie. Like, we're not going to be covering the movie or anything, but if you wanted a in between of the show and the movie, Those Left Behind is a good one to do.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, I could never say it, pronounce it right.
I know, but yeah.
But yeah, he is an amazing, I love amazing that actor.
Oops.
But yeah, that's the end of, you know, this issue, this arc, and we'll give our thoughts of it all at the end.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Serenity story.